Call this meeting to order. And I want to welcome everyone here this morning. Appreciate you taking the time to join us. I'm going to start out by reading a little bulletin here that refers to our meeting. This will call the Montana Board of Horse Racing meeting for July 29, 2023 to order. The Montana Board of Horse Racing records the meetings electronically for official meeting minutes. Please help the public by identifying yourself when you speak. Explain any acronyms that may be used in discussion. And if you are referring to documents, state the name of the document you're referring to. And as a final reminder, the recording will not be edited and no content will be cut. So with that, Gary, why don't you handle the roll call?
Okay. Ralph Young.
Here.
Jody Smith.
Here.
Cindy Johnson.
Here.
Corey Jones.
Here.
Janice Calton.
Present.
John Hayes.
Here.
And do we have we heard from Carrie? Carrie Pride is not going to be here this morning, but she is planning on joining us by Zoom.
Okay. Thank you. So let's start the meeting off morning with a review of the financials, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. In your packet, everybody, you're going to see actually three pages. One is stapled, two pages are stapled together, and then there's a single page. And what I've done here is I asked the Department of Commerce to give us last year's financials at this time as a comparison to this, the end of this year, which didn't happen the other day. As you know, we go on from July 1 to June 31. And if you look at the single page, at the heading of it is so June 22. And it's an abbreviated report, but it'll show you the important thing. You've got your revenues and you've got your expenditures. And you're going to see your license, permits, fines, forfeitures on your revenue side. That also includes your advance deposit wagering. Your percentage of fair mutual handle that you will see those items. And you can see that you took in $499,569.12. On your expenditures, you're going to see, which is line 6,000, that is your salaries, your services, things like industrial labs, and you pay for the testing, you know, your per diem, your travel, all those things. And it's also going to show the amount of money that we're giving to the racetracks and to the owners and breeders' bonus. So at the end of 2022 biennium, we spent $491,928.15. So you actually made a profit of $7,000, which of course goes into the kitty. It's not like we get anything extra. But if you look then in 23, and if you go down to those same two line items, lines 5,000 and 6,000, this report is a little more detailed because of the timing that they sent it, but the bottom line is the same. Your revenue last year were $408,873.11. Again, it's the same stuff, your salary, your money, business tax, all those things. But your expenditures were $519. So last year, by the end of last year, we spent more money than we took in. And that's what I'm trying to show the board here is that. And where it comes from is we gave more money back to the tracks this year than we have done in any previous year. So the projections for 2024 by end is we're going to get somewhere between 400 and 500. Our grant deposit wagering is coming in very strong. We
From those two games that for the end. So you're
kind of keep an eye on it. So, and just to give you an idea, different amount, and they were varying from, well, if you correct me, but around $15,000 to $20,000 per race day. Now we gave both racetracks $30,000 per race day. Plus, we gave both racetracks in November $25,000 extra, which was used on management things and equipment and some of that. And then just the other day, we've given Great Falls $50,000. It's not to show on this report because it's in the biennium for next year. So all I'm trying to do here is to keep you guys aware you're financially you're strong. As you can see, you've got $1 million in the bank, you know. But just kind of remember, we're only taking in so much, we want to be able to stay in the same line item we're going out. That makes sense.
Yes, sir. A question that this our fund equity balance shows a little over $1 million.
Yes.
Okay. And that's no reflection of the legislation.
That is not a reflection of the
or the
$250,000 from House Bill 2. I got a report from Craig with this, but there's a lot of stuff, and I'm still sorting out all of it. And Bonnie's laughing at me because he and Craig get all the calls when I don't understand all the other little things that they add on to it. But it is there now, and it is on the agenda for discussion with the board this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Are there any questions from the board on the financial?
If not, I have a couple of things I'd like to add.
Okay. Go ahead then.
Okay. These all kind of tie with financial, but also just some sort of report. First of all, as you know, we use industrial labs for testing, and we have for a number of years. Industrial labs were just I just got the report on the other day, and there's a copy of this certification in your packet. They passed their certification 100% across the board. So in today's world of all the testing going back and forth, that is very good for us. Yes, I'm very happy. Another thing, I've asked the officials to take a look at our rule books and our current rules. In our opinion, these rules, some of them are antiquated, some of them are no longer even needed. So what I've done is I've asked the officials to start writing them down, and then I'm going to get together with them. I'm also making notes on some of them that I see. And then my thought process here, everybody, is in our fall in-person meeting in November, I'd like to get them back to everybody. I know there's a process that we have to do to update, change, fix, and maybe we'll bring these forward. Everybody will say, no, we're going to like they are. But I think we're going to get those suggestions. So we're going to do that. Afterwards, through that process, this is something I almost did this year, but I held up because of legislature. We need to update our rule book. And so the only reason you don't have one now is because it took so long for the legislature to wrap up this year. Bonnie and I talked about it and we decided to hold off. So now I'm going to do what we do with these rules. And by the beginning of next year, I want to move forward. That's my plan. Okay.
Are you contemplating that PISA factor into this thing or?
Not at this time. As you know, PISA does not affect Montana because we do not send our signal out across the county. If we ever do that, then yes, PISA will play into it. But there are some things that PISA is doing that does affect us, because if somebody gets in trouble on a probationary suspension, that person can actually come to Montana and run. And no, we haven't seen that, and I don't expect to see that, but it could be. So anyway, I just think that it's important that we update and get more in tune with the actuality of the day. And that brings up another thing that you brought up. I've talked to Kelly Mantor, state dinner event, for a number of years. The last time the board sent her to a consultant was several years ago. And I'm thinking that it's about time we send her to another one, because PISA rules are affecting testing labs, are affecting what she's dealing on. I'm not going to bring that back. We have not decided which conference, we haven't decided any of that, so we are looking into it.
When would that conference take place?
It will take place, generally they're taking place in November, December. The last one that you guys sent her to was in Santa Anita, and it was, I think, in December, correctly.
Is this something that we should make a motion on now, so that if we're going to send her, she can make preparations?
We don't have enough information, John, at this time. But this is in the planning stage.
Okay.
So as soon as I get it, I'm sure that we're going to have another meeting before November. It won't be in person, but it will be another meeting, so we can keep pushing forward on that.
Okay.
And then the last thing I wanted to bring up is that as everybody knows, I started what I call an intern program. I've since changed the wording on it. It's called Officials in Training. And I talked to the Department of Commerce. I talked to our officials, our officials, as you know. And I felt it was very important to start bringing some new people in, training them, you know. And as it was, we had one, we were getting tired. And And then when we left Miles City, two of our officials contacted COVID. A licensing clerk, which we've had for a few years. And luckily, his was short term. He's fine. He's working today. The other one was one of our stewards, Preston Munson, and he's got long term COVID. So what we ended up doing is the first individual that we had in training in Moss City gave us enough flexibility that he's doing the security job here with some help. And our security man, who had steward training also, moved upstairs for his move. And so our program is working. We've got another individual that we put on here to learn. And what I'm doing, folks, is I'm taking those people in. They're not only doing the security, they're going to film, so they're learning what's going on there. They go in, they take entry in the morning, they see what's going on there. They're going to work with Scotty and seeing what's going on in the paddock. By the time this this program is done, if it works out the way I envision it, they're going to touch everything. And then we'll see if they move forward or don't move forward. And as you know, every year we hire on an annual basis. So, you know, we'll see how this shakes out. That's the goal on all of that. So that's the other things I wanted to let the board know about. And I'm very happy with me. By the way, I think it's important.
And that comes out of our financials.
That comes out of our financials, but just like here where they're not working in full wages, they're working in different streams, you know, and luckily here, because of the way everything is set up, and if I knew this going on, we don't have room, we don't have any you don't have some of the other expenses that we would have. So when I factored all this in, I took all that in. And I talked to Craig, Bonnie, and everybody before I did it. And we have done it. We have a million dollars, but we just have to spend a little more. Okay. Yes, Cindy.
Could I ask how do you turn it to?
What I did is I put, for the first year, Cindy, I kind of handpicked some people. But I looked at your back. I also go to the United States because, as you know, he's overseeing everything. And I get his input, and then I determine whether or not that individual, whether steward or just a security or in the past, you know, we kind of play it by ear from there. And I have somebody. Please have them
for you.
I'll make it better deal. I'll just shut up and I'm done.
Turn the volume down, John.
That's all I've got. Somebody has questions on it for.
Yeah. Any questions from the board? Any other questions? Comments from the board? Thanks, guys. Okay. Our next topic on the agenda is the
respecting us. And very discouraged against horse racing and rodeo and your cruel. For whatever reason, she wanted to become a vet and decided that her goal in life was to protect and save every racehorse. There shouldn't be any. On the back side of that, this person wound up having to do an internship because she received a scholarship at the racetrack and is now a racetrack vet. And so the story just evolves how and was able to experience what we've done our entire life and realize, you know what, these horses are cared for. My people will tell you better than they were. So it's just important to somehow bring them back into the community, the industry, the horse racing world, as if we were, you know, to do a scholarship, maybe kids are planning on attending pre-vet, you know, add to the beyond the college or the high school years into the college and maybe really make sure that they get back into our industry and can help promote what we're doing. So that was just a little elaboration.
Thanks.
Well, long subject. I've been thinking about this a lot since we actually received the
horse racing, it's used for the rodeos and everything else. Barns need repair. They're doing well. I mean, we just need to do some more things to bring horses. Of course, there's always things you can do to improve. We have to make in Montana enticing, I guess, is what I'm saying once again, for horsemen and reason to come here. And I think that's what these dollars can be used for. And then we can throw that back to the Department of Commerce, what we are doing and how we are trying to build the industry, how we're trying.
And maybe that would help retain horses for Great Falls if we had somewhat of a circuit. And years ago, we were in my city. And then our horse went to Evanston, and we know, and a trainer would bring her up. So I don't know how that works in other states, but I can bring in what Ralph is saying is maybe it's a negative, maybe. Give a bonus, and I know we do get bonuses now, but maybe shore that up a little bit towards a little bit of a better program, and maybe a little bit more enticing for people to breed and raise horses in Montana. That spread your money out a little bit away from just where you're running the races. Maybe you've got somebody in northwestern Montana that or raises horses that isn't in the area where we're putting all the money.
I guess the old big thing Robert and I have talked about it some. There's lots of ideas, and just lots of ideas. I suggested to him as far as looking at Miles City, talking about the barns.
If it's viable, another track for sure to that situation. I just had, I guess, a comment, and just from hearing things on the backside, is some of our locals that should be running here or not? They've gone elsewhere, and that's kind of disconcerting to me. I feel like a lot of it maybe had to do with some issues that took place last year. And what can we do to change that mindset and keep some of those locals still running here in their own hometown? I know some of it had to do with a stall situation, and I know there's every side of that whole thing. I would like to see that change, and maybe between the turf club and the horsemen, there's a neutral group that could, you know, volunteer 4-H kids that clean those stalls for the people before they come in, make sure they're cleaned after they leave. Just a suggestion, throw that out there and see if we can't do something to bring people back together, because that's huge for this industry and this community. Just keep your own horsemen here.
I've got one question on that. We don't have a gambling stall in Canada.
Can you stand up so the microphone can hear?
I know we don't have a gambling dollar, but it's coming. Canada does, but Canada gives an incentive for hauling up there. Like I got a check for $1,000 just for hauling my running my 6 horses up there. Now, Miles City, that's what Brenda would ask if Montana do the same thing. Like for me to run now next year, what do I do? I turn down the incentive and run the that bridge, which is closer. Or do I go to Mount City? That's just my question. And Grand Prairie does the same thing. They pay to Grand Prairie and they pay Grand Prairie back to that bridge. Or they pay for Great Falls to Grand Prairie. But then again, they end up gambling dollars.
On Emerald,
Dallin
paid us.
I'm sorry. You guys, we're under a time constraint. And so public comment is going to be public comment. We're not just going to open this up to a wide open discussion. We'll do our business. And thank you for your comments, Bill. I know I didn't make that very clear when we started the meeting, but we'll open it up for public comment. And just to, right on here on the agenda next. And, but if we got to finish up here and move on from there, please. Anything else on the last topic?
Do you have any ideas on it?
The only thing I would say about it is that I've heard from some good people that said we need to solidify Great Falls and Miles City, and solidify to me means that financially we're attracted to the horse people. That means bigger purses, and to get ponies to Great Falls is just going to take money on the purses. Pretty simple. So that's my only thought on that. Anything else? Our next. Yes, sir.
I have a question here. Okay. I like to keep these thoughts moving towards terminating. So I'm not exactly sure how the board wants to address it, but I don't want to just kick the can down the road in the next meeting. So I guess I'd like some direction to what you guys would like me and girls would like me to do to for the next meeting to kind of keep this thing moving forward.
Start to conglomerate these ideas from the board and categorize and put them together and get them disseminated back out to the board that we can discuss.
I made notes to all the discussion here. If any board member has anything else that they would like to add, please call me. We'll talk about it. I'll put together a report, email it out to everybody so that you can look at it, change it, tweak it, cross it off, throw in the garbage can, start over, whatever. So let's just kind of keep everything moving is really what I wanted to say.
Okay. We okay on that? Simulcast.
Okay. As you know, we had a simulcast application that has been withdrawn. So we have nothing more on a simulcast at this time.
Okay. Scott Gay, could you give us a report on the Great Falls Turf Club?
First of all, I'd like to thank the board for giving us another $50,000 for our first money. We raised all our first bottoms to $5,000 this year. I think that enticed some horsemen to come. We also then added $1,000 to all our other races that were higher than $4,000 when we first started. I would like to see the board continue to try to upgrade Great Falls and Miles City. I think we've had a pretty good race meet so far this year. Our first weekend, our handles were up from last year. Our attendance was better from last year. The second weekend, our attendance was better on Saturday, but worse on Sunday. For the second weekend, but our handles were very good. I think we were at 60,000 on Sunday, a little over 800 people in the grounds. Saturday, we were about 1,100 or 1,200 on the grounds, and our handle was like 68 or 69,000. So that's much better. We're up in handle, I think, Gary, about 47 or 48,000 from where we were last year.
I just happen to have those numbers, Perky.
Okay. But anyway, we rely so heavily on our percentage of the handles that we get from the handle to pay our expenses. And as all you horsemen know, it's ungodly expensive to run a race meet. And when you're paying your horsemen or your gate crew, you're paying your tellers, you're paying expense for the float board, transportation for the starting gate in and out, plus the run. Starting gate, it's a very expensive thing to get involved in, and I really never realized what it costs and what the amount of time that we put in to get this thing going. I hope we have a good weekend this weekend. There's no expense for them to come into the racing except for the gate there, and I'm hoping we're having 1,500-1,600 each day. I think I want to thank the horsemen for putting together the cards the last three weekends, because I know it's been kind of a struggle to get things set up and get things put together. I stay out of there because I don't like things to take a long time to do. I like to get in, get it done, and get out of there. So that's why you've never seen me around too much during that time when you're working with the staff over there and in the backside race office getting those things done. But again, I do appreciate all of you for coming. We couldn't do that without you. And I guess a couple things on the note, as we close down here, I know one of the board members made a comment about, you know, making sure the stalls are clean and making sure that they're clean when we get here and get out. We had high school rodeo in here right before our dates for the racing. The county brought in a staff of workers, and they cleaned all the barns. Some of them weren't cleaned as good as they have been in the past, but I blocked all the barns, and basically the only thing that was in the barns were a few shavings on the ground and maybe a few turds here and there. So I'm really asking you that when you do clean, please clean it to the dirt. If you leave gaps or holes or any of those kinds of things, we will come in after you're done, and I will make sure that we fill all those holes, we fill in the gaps between the stall doors and all that, so that we can leave that thing how the county wants it. They're pretty particular on how they want it, and I know we've had trouble with cowboys coming in before the races are over and using stalls and then leaving without them. And that, I think we've done a better job of keeping them out of here now. So we have a quick turnaround. We are done racing on Sunday. We need everyone out here Tuesday by noon, and then the cowboys start coming in Tuesday by noon. So we ask you to clean your stalls, get that stuff out away from your stalls far enough so that I can get a skid steer in there, and I would get that into the bunkers, and then our tractor guy, he'll come in with his tractor and get it into the containers, and we'll get that taken care of. I know last year was a tough year, and the stalls were left horribly by a lot of people, and I hope that doesn't happen again this year, because that just puts pressure on us as a turf club. And then the county had to come in and clean, so that cost us an extra $4,000 or $5,000. And those are little things that we can't afford. So please take care of that situation for us. I know it gets kind of a pain, and a horseman I know says we'll start emptying your stalls now because you know you're getting about ready to leave. It'll start getting a little bit cleaner and cleaner as you go. But again, I think we're going to have a great weekend. I like the card that's set. I hope that you guys all have success. And I need to take off because I'm meeting one of our workers to set the coolers for the teller windows right now. So again, if you have any questions of me, Gary's got more financial stuff that he can tell you where we're at, what we're doing. But and the other thing I want to get mentioned, of course, we get a very good support from our local people. I put in over $40,000 into the bank account during the month of June from the sponsors that we get from our local people. I mean, dry cleaning places or, you know, and then when you go ask the big corporations, we don't get much luck. But the community is really behind this. The community wants this. So anytime you board that program and there's somebody in there that has an ad that you may want to go shop at that place, go do it and then thank them for helping us out, because there will be a help.
Thank you, Sparky. Okay.
Right.
Did you want to speak, folks?
Just as Sparky touched on the numbers, through the first 4 days, everybody, the handle here has been $247,148. In comparison to last year, it was $205,615. The total handle for Great Falls last year was $406,101. Realistically, if they have a good weekend this weekend and the weather's nice, good cards, a lot of support from all of you, they have a legitimate chance to beat that handle in one fewer day of running. So hats off to all of you people and to them for getting it together. So that's the number, sir.
Thank you, Gary. Public comment, you're first.
Or right at her.
Well, I didn't currently.
Hold on just a second. I need you to state your name for public.
I'm Laura Conway.
Thank you.
And I'm a horse owner trainer. Before the HVPA, we didn't get our tax ID reinstated, and we got all of our paperwork in, and we're just waiting for a certification of good standing with Montana, which should be within 30 days. Okay, and then for the other one with the extra money, I heard you guys talking about scholarships and everything like that. Instead of Great Falls, my suggestion would be this scholarship from Montana. We have kids all over who need those scholarships and can really use them. Instead of Great Falls High Schools, maybe we can open that up to Montana's suggestion. Money is going to get us and get horse people in here, even us local ones. It costs us a lot to come down. And so we went clear over to Seattle. We missed the first weekend. They had a 3-year-old stakes. We don't have three-year-old stakes here, and we have a lot of three-year-olds. Just maybe looking at some of the different races that can meet the horse owners. We have a lot of good horses, a lot of our owners here in Montana do. But in order to get, we need more races. And I do know that we maybe even more races. Last weekend, we had enough for a 9th race, but they wouldn't let us run the 9th race. That could be a suggestion. Having more races, more betting. People are staying here longer. They're going to buy more. They're going to bet more. So maybe if we do have enough for a 9th or 10th race, when it's not the last weekend, on the other weekends, we can look at maybe opening those up a little bit, and we get to run more horses in more races.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm Kent Benjamin. I'm always saying that. What I was thinking is between Gillette, Miles City, Great Falls, have like a point system for your jock, your trainer, your owners, to keep the horses here. It's hard to get horses, I've been, not bragging, but I've been a lot of places, and they're running short field all over the country. And as he's the deal, I'm telling you, boys, you don't want in. I know people from Florida to Canada to, and that's driving them nuts. It's going to shut the business down. That's what they're trying to do, in my opinion. I'm not speaking for anybody else. But we need to keep these horses here. Tie in Gillette, Miles City, and hey, we're going to have to work together to make this deal go.
Can I ask you a question, Ken?
Yes.
Has any of this ideas been brought up to the turf club and to bucking horse sale people and to Gillette? Have you talked to those people?
I've tried to talk to a few people, yes. Well, I mean, we need somebody to
guide you.
I mean, to I've mentioned some ideas and stuff, but there's a couple other things. And as far as marketing, I mean, you want to see a show, go to Canterbury. They got young people, they got the winning dog races. And, I mean, it's stuff that doesn't cost much. I remember Justin Shepard, one of our riders in Quincy Hamilton, they put them in Michelin Man's, you know, those suits. And I mean, they got after it and the crowd roared. I mean, it draws a younger crowd. That's what you need because the business is going downhill, I mean, across the nation. And but if you, I've been to like Gillette and people didn't know racing was on. They thought it was a stock car race. And that's what I'd go to somebody's table and that's free passes. And there's eight people at the table. I throw them eight passes. And I'm just, I mean, I'm a nobody, but you got to promote the sport. There's enough people wanting to crush us. We got to step up, excuse me, take care of ourselves. I mean, get them here. It's like the casinos don't charge people to get there. You know, you go places, you're $20 before you sit down, and you got a family of four. I'll tell you what, if it's going to cost me $40, $80 to go to races, I'm not going unless I'm, I mean, that's me. I mean, if I don't know somebody in a race or have something in there, I'm not sure. If you got a family, they're not going to show up. You know, you got to get them there to get their money. You know, I mean, that's just my idea of thinking, man, you know, but I've been a few places and like, no, you're talking about your college deal. And I think you're right with Montana deal. You go to Rio Dosa, they got some scholarship deals in there. And I got some people that you can talk to.
Let's get together afterwards.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Rich, Duke, could you give us a little report on the things down in your part of the country, please?
We're all here. As far as like what you guys were talking about, I've had a couple conversations with the county commissioners, informed them the House Bill 290. The one problem, you know, we're all the same. Our barns are in rough shape, and we all know that. But at the end of the day, that kind of money, it ain't going to build us a new one. And so we have to look at something else. And so we're in the process of looking into that. The county commissioners, or Jason, one of the county commissioners that I've been talking to, they're definitely open to doing some sort of matching option for whatever you guys decide to give us. Us as a Bucking Horse Board, we're never afraid to put money in the fairgrounds. So I have a feeling that we can turn whatever money that we get from you guys into a pretty big chunk of money. So just not sure what that entails as far as warrants, because in the grand scheme of things, this $250,000, we're only guaranteed it this year and next year. It really isn't a lot of money. And so we do have to be smart about where we spend it, especially in Miles City. You know, we're pretty good about but I'm excited that we, you know, have the opportunity to do that. As far as the add money to the charity, we're already looking into doing that. I asked a couple of the owners and trainers over there this year what they thought about. I don't think we've raised our 30 years, so we might raise their fee a little bit, but we're going to probably raise our added money quite a bit. So that'll help us a little bit on the charity side as far as the Court of Worship charity. But as far as, you know, whatever you guys give us, we have some ideas. But my first concern is the stalls. I just, knowing the grants, whatever money you get won't go very far as barns. So we're looking at some of the buildings that we do have, and maybe utilizing those supportable stall or something like that. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I didn't, until we get an idea on what amount of money, then we'll kind of have a pretty good idea of what we can do. So, but other than that, we had a good year. We were pretty happy with everything.
Thank you, brother. I got 6 minutes left. Yes, sir.
It seems to me money is the issue here in racing industry. We all know that, you know. I just heard the community of Great Falls contribute $40,000, which is good. The county is a community too. They should help this industry to get it going. You know, that's my suggestion. Is there any county commissioner here?
Let me interrupt. They wrote a check for $70,000.
Okay, good. That's even better. Ask for more. My suggestion is bring Indian Relay to the car. It'll fill up that grandstand. I guarantee it. It will. And put it into Paramutual. It'll help to handle. You know, you go to Canterbury, like this individual said. I've been there. Regular race days, they have the regulars. But when that Indian Relay starts, that grandstand is full. It is. And same way with Emerald, you know, same thing. And because of the action pack, Sheridan My Rodeo was over, and there was a group that had a Indian Relay, and this was in September. The Sheridan My Rodeo committee didn't like it, but this group ran a meet there, a 4-day meet. They had the money, they paid for the grounds. For 4 days, it filled up the grandstand at Sheridan. The first day, it snowed, but they came and watched it. But, you know, that's a suggestion, you know. Fix it into the cars, paramutual it. It'll make some money on the handle. That's my suggestion, you know. I don't run into the relay, but I watch it when I have time. But, you know, that's going to fill up the grandstand if you do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Patrick Gordon. I brought 3 horses up there this year. My family's from Phillips County, and 50 years ago, around the Great Falls and Shelby, and Forsyth and Great Bend, and all of the Fort Bend and all of it. What we need up there right now is more work. The need for apparel. I think a weekend in Shelby not didn't help them. We brought 3 horses up to it. We ran them the first week, we ran them the second week, we ran them this week. I can't run them in Shelby's. There's not enough horses to go around. You get people here by extending this race date. We can run 6 weeks here. We can run from the 16th of July till Labor Day. And then the horses come because we don't have to pay expense. We don't have to haul here. We don't have to haul the shell. We don't have to haul back. We're here and we can stay all summer while the rest of you ride by heat and Kaisa and all kinds of stuff. We're here. Okay. And once we're here, like the shell, if that's where we are, then shells are going to want it. And other places are going to want it, but you need to develop what we got. I'm not hauling up here even if I got to run my horses.
Good to know.
Thank you. Can I speak just a second? I need to talk to Dennis. Okay. I'd like to second what Bill says about the incentive to have mileage paid to get here and a jockey incentive. I don't know what you're giving them now, but we need to draw jockeys, horses. The only reason I brought two loads of horses up, 12 horses, and the only reason I'm here is because the track got dangerous in Evanston. So I came up here. And another reason that comes because of the increase, the purses got increased. If you're gonna advertise low purses, it ain't gonna draw horses.
Right.
You know, that 5,000, that extra added $1,000 got added on late. And so that's why there aren't enough horses here too. And it goes with all that gentleman just said. Thank you.
Yeah, given kind of on the tail of what he's saying with Evanston happening, what's down there with the PETA bunch. For you guys as a board, it's always easy to sell safety to the state. Just from my experience where I'm at, you know, if there's any kind of rail improvements, things like that, it's a safety feature. Yeah, I said, babe. But with Evanston being, there are people that are pulling out of there now, even with my home bred so bad. Just right now with a $6,500 bottom next year, you would draw your horses.
And one more thing, please. The Montana bred, I don't know how many Montana bred horses there are here right now. I've got one. I mean, I've actually got two that have run this weekend. One's in that pituitary. I don't know. And I know there's one other one, too, from Crow. So we need to do something about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be worthwhile.
Chairman Gates, I have a question. When everybody's talking about possibly extending these dates in the race meet, improving Great Falls, I totally understand that. This goes back to beating that dead horse. We were so successful over the years when we could run, not at the beginning of state fair starting tomorrow or wherever, during the state fair. But it sounds like now the rodeo is so big. How do we propose to incorporate that? Instead of 800 people, you'd have 3,000 to 4,000 people on those days.
Right.
And really up your handle. But that has to be taken into consideration to run, to extend the dates here as well.
Started earlier. We'll start the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. What I talked to Sparky and Diane about that a little bit, because I've been hearing some of these same ideas already. And to get it into the fair would take a major adjustment to possibly do it earlier. You know, there is that opportunity, but the management's going to have to buy into it.
Right.
So
I just see way bigger handle and
I agree with you.
Get back in Mr. Norman's statement that it costs so much for trainers and owners to move anymore. It is expensive out there on the road. So if you can move to one spot and stay for 4-6 weekends, you're so much better off. Because it's just so expensive. I mean, I played the game. I know. I don't do it. I go when I stay because you can't afford to move all over. So that's
you can't be fed installed every 2 days.
No, exactly right.
I would like to just make a quick comment.
Better hurry.
Anybody that knows me knows that I am Montana bred all the way, thoroughbred, quarter horse, Oregon, whatever. I think we should look into making it Montana bred preferred in every race that comes out of Montana. Every race. Because right now there's only 2-3 Montana bred, so it's not going to hurt anyone. But at least it'll encourage the breeding in Montana, I believe. So that way, you know, if you go to a race meet, you're going to get in if you're Montana bred. Since we don't have them, since we can't get historical horse racing in Montana and all that, at least we got some kind of incentive to
breed. If you decided to breed Montana bred right now, you're 4 years before you get a horse to pass. That's not the answer.
I have Montana bred folks already running. So it's a
course, it's not allowing me that.
This meeting is adjourned.
I'm very careful to sign that.
Oh, yeah.